my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Powered by H&L Chevrolet in Darien.
On Star 99.9.
Check it in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. How was your anniversary?
It was really good.
It's funny. He made a comment that he remembered why he married you when you were at that stuffy restaurant paying $16 for drinks, and you said, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yep.
It's funny.
I actually thought that was a very romantic moment. She looked at me, drew me in close, and said, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Did he show up with flowers, I hope?
He did. Showed up with flowers. You know, we thought this rooftop restaurant was going to be, like, super romantic. And we got up there, and they had us herded in there like cattle. The tables were on top of each other. There was absolutely nothing romantic about this place whatsoever. So I was like, yeah, let's get the hell out of here and go have some drinks. So we went to a local place with a beautiful outdoor patio and hung out with some of our friends.
Yeah, we did that. And then it got crazy and filled with young people. Later on in the night, Anna, and I almost had to bounce a youngin's head off the bar when he was shoving near my wife.
Yeah, I heard that Raven almost got into a fight. I'm like, I don't understand what 42-year-old goes out for their wedding anniversary, goes to a bar, and then almost gets into a fight.
Hey, listen, it really turned her on.
You would have seen this place. It was crazy. It was, I mean, we could have been every single one of these kids' parents.
Right, but it really did get my wife hot.
I mean, Raven.
She admitted it later. She was like, that was kind of, yeah.
I'm sure she doesn't want you to talk about it, though.
No, my wife doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Huh. Do you find it attractive when he gets all overprotective and he wants to, like, fight a 22-year-old for brushing up against you? Or do you roll your eyes and you're like, come on, grow up?
I mean, I didn't want to. I was ready to.
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, this kid was a total, I can't even say the word. He deserved it. Like, somebody needed to put him in check or he's going to grow up to be even bigger, what I can't say on the radio.
Right.
See that, Anna? I was doing the right thing for the community.
Oh.
I was helping this child. I was guiding him. If his dad was there, he probably would have tapped me on the shoulder and said, thank you, sir. Let me buy you a beverage.
You're kind of a national treasure, I guess, is what it comes down to. Yeah.
In that situation, I was cool with it. You know, there's some times where I'm just like, really? Come on, let's go home. You're ridiculous.
Listen, this is peacocking. This is what we do, all right? We kick some dirt out there. We strut around. We let everybody know that we're in control of this situation.
Here's what I don't understand. Your doctor hasn't cleared you claim, to pick up sticks off your lawn or to mow your lawn. But somehow, you are 100% able to fight a 22-year-old
100%.
At a bar.
100%.
That's fine.
Adrenaline, you know, and rage.
Yep.
Built up rage. It's like a volcano, Anna. And if you don't let the top of the volcano bust, pay attention, Hawaii.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you create dangerous situations, all right? So sometimes these things are just what's necessary to happen.
I just picture your head falling off like that like from the Dumb and Dumber movie when the bird's head fell off.
Get the duct tape.
Yep. All right, well, so what kind of grade do you want to give him as a husband this week, Alicia?
I would just like to add that my husband hasn't lost it in the 11 years I've known him, and that kid wouldn't have got a hit in.
That's right.
All right.
That is right. My wife knows. That is when I'm at my most youthful.
Oh, you guys are something. All right, what kind of grade do you want to give him for the week?
He's going to get an A, Anna.
All right. See, look, just fight people.
Well,
that's all you got to do.
I didn't have to fight people.
All
You're
right.
purveying violence right now.
I am not.
All right?
I definitely am not.
I'm just saying is that I had to let him know
that
something could happen should he not behave himself moving forward.
That makes sense.
Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.